G'day.
Hi, how's it going?
Good in here.
Good, thanks. I'm calling from a company called Enviro. We're one of your clients.
Yes.
We've got a Yearlink IP phone set up at our office.
Yes.
What I'm trying to do, probably need to speak to a technical guy or something like that.
You can speak to me. I'm in technical.
Perfect, perfect. Let me give you the full rundown of what I'm trying to achieve here.
Okay.
My boss has got very hard of hearing. He's got hearing aids, that whole thing going on there. And I've done a little bit of research into the Yearlink and what products they offer. I've gone on to Take a Lot, and I've got the DD10K Bluetooth dongle. And what I was trying to do is to get it linked to a cell phone, so then it could be all the calls can be taken through his hearing aids, if you know what I'm saying. So the problem is, now that I've got this DD10K dongle, I see it doesn't
Did you check
work.
if it's compatible with the
Yeah,
model of the Yealink
that's the
phone?
problem.
It's not
So
compatible.
it's not compatible. So we've got the T46S, and I see that's not supported with this one. So I was wondering, what can we do about that? Here I see a T41S or a
So does he
T42S.
want to receive the calls on his cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we can do is we can put a mobile app on his cell phone, register an extension on his cell phone for him, and he can take calls on his cell phone.
That seems even better. I didn't even think that was possible.
Yes,
All
so
right.
I can arrange that. When you've got the cell phone with you, just let me know. I can direct you on what to do, and I can help you remotely to do that quickly.
If you can hold on for 10 seconds, I can quickly go get the cell phone.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thanks. Hello.
I.
Okay, got the phone.
What is his current extension number on his desktop phone?
Asking me questions. I have no idea. I can go find out.
Is he going to use that desktop phone still, or is he not going to be using that desktop phone?
I think if it's going through a cell phone, then there's no point of having the desktop phone.
Okay, then I can use that same extension on his desktop phone and put it on his cell phone if I can just confirm that extension number with you, please.
All right, give me another second or two. I'll go get that for you.
Sorry, thank you. Not even on this extension list. Is it not on his desktop phone? What does his desktop phone say?
I'll be back in a second.
Okay, no problem.
Right, it's a 201.
201.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, can you go on to his cell phone for me and go to his App Store? What phone does he use?
An Apple that I'm struggling to operate.
Oh my goodness. Can you go to his App Store and find GS Wave for me, please?
Oh my God, I just locked it. GS Wave, okay?
GS Wave, yes.
Okay, is that the App Store? That looks like it. Search GS Wave. Okay, sign. This looks like a signature thing. That doesn't look right.
No, it's an app called GS Wave. It's a like a blue icon.
GS Space Wave, maybe?
Yes. It's a blue icon, and then it's got a, like a little white thing in the middle.
Okay. It looks like that's an e-signature app. I've got Grand Stream Wave.
Yes, is the icon is that blue?
Yeah, it's black with like a little blue kind of swirl thing.
No, it's not. The black one is not the correct one. It must be the blue one.
Fix my speakers. No. Well, there's one that says sign now, but that just looks like a signing PDFs.
No. Okay, let me do this. Let me arrange with Mario so we can send someone there, and then we can assist you with that.
Will we be charged for all that, or is it not just easier to do it over the phone?
No, I don't think so. I think you've got a service level agreement.
All right, cool. That would be great.
Perfect, no problem.
All right,
and when they get there, what's your name? Who do they need to speak to?
They can speak to Greg.
Greg. Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure. Bye.
Bye.